Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo poo.
Yeah.
Yay, sports.
Heard that one in a while.
I forgot about the eat the poo poo guy. He's always a good non sequitur. They eat the poo poo. And that's that wasn't from Ethiopia or that was a Ugandan guy. But
that's right.
Another Ethiopian won the Boston, right? No, the other guy. He came in second, right?
A Kenyan. Followed by an Ethiopia.
And a dead sprint at the end that I couldn't stick with.
Well, whatever dead sprint is, after 26.1
It was
miles.
Hilarious. Because right. You know how people on social media will say, wait for it, and I can't wait for it. I don't care if it's 7 seconds, I can't wait for it. And literally, the video I saw on Twitter and Facebook yesterday, great ending to the Boston Marathon. I'm thinking, well, that's not possible. And then It shows two guys kind of jogging beside each other, and I could see the finish line, and I still couldn't wait
just
for
like,
it.
Ah.
It
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And I still could not wait for it.
One's going to cross before the other. I get it. Yeah, moving on.
Right. Just a race.
And I still couldn't wait. How sad is a society when you can't even wait for that?
No, I guarantee you, with their little kick at the end, we still wouldn't have been able to keep up with
them. No, they're pretty slow.
Even fresh legs from...
You could.
No.
You think so?
At the end, yeah. Fresh legs, you could. You could run.
No, I ain't trying.
No, they weren't sprinting at the end, Todd. They were in a good hoof, but they were not sprinting because it's end of 26 miles. Dude. You know, they were trying to outlast each other.
Hey. But they're still going at a pretty good clip to finish in, 2 hours and something?
Oh, no, they're amazing. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you could sprint beside the guy, you'd still beat him in the last 15 yards.
Go to the treadmill.
Not now.
I don't know if I'm going to sprint 15 yards and make it, though.
No, not now. I'm talking about in the heyday when we used to run.
Oh, in the heyday.
And when we're like 20.
In fact, I don't even think you can set the treadmill on 13 miles an hour, can you?
I said,
can you?
Boy.
Can you?
Probably not most of them.
But that's the pace they're keeping.
I know.
For 2 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well,
yes.
It's 26.2 miles, and they're coming in just over 2 hours.
But once again, I don't care. I didn't care if I'd have heard who won.
Right.
It's going to be a Kenyan or an Ethiopian.
I'm pretty sure.
And they're 1 and 2.
The treadmill tops out about 10 miles an hour, so just do that for a couple hours.
No, thank you.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Never.
No. No, anymore. Even like the mile is almost a sprint. The 880 is, 800 meters is certainly a sprint.
Oh, it's a total sprint.
Those guys are going balls out.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. Hopefully their balls are in because they get caught in the wind if they're out.
Well, they got short shorts.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
They got to tuck them things back.
They're streamlined.
We've talked about this before, but it seems like a good time to check in on, when's the last time you sprinted?
not going to.
It'll be full sprint. No way, man. I'm scared of that moment because that means somebody's chasing me or something.
If I got
a sprint, I'm running from something.
Well, and it's stupid.
And something's going to hurt. Like, something's going to happen.
A little football game, maybe.
Sprint?
Yeah. Sprinting?
On the fly pattern.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sprinting.
You got to sell that post.
I do.
Well, you're sprinting with...
I did.
No, you're not sprinting
now. I don't do that anymore.
No, you're not now. I'm talking about now. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's been years. Obviously.
Sprinting. Not something I'm interested in.
Nope, me either.
This day in 1999, the great one, Wayne Gretzky. Retired in 1999.
So, because he was a star all through the 80s.
Remember who he retired with?
It wasn't the Kings. He went back and signed a one-day.
Oilers?
He's back with his team, right? The Oilers?
Edmonton.
He was with the New York Rangers.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
I forget that.
Yeah, him and Messier were on the same team.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
21 years, played in the National Hockey League, and then a couple birthdays today of famous sports folk, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jablunt, 72 years old. He's also 7'2", interestingly. and not really interesting.
It was bound to happen.
Well, it is for this year.
Yeah, just this year. Yeah. And then Bill Belichick, the hoodie's got a birthday today.
You know what would be interesting is that when he turned 73, he grew to 7'3". That would be interesting.
Crazy. Yeah. That would be crazy, man. Would. Crazy.
He makes it into his 80s. This is going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill Belichick, 67 today. We know who's taller. But between Gretzky, Kareem, and Belichick, you got a net worth?
Oh.
Gretzky. Who's net worthest?
Gretzky.
I wonder if, I'd say Gretzky.
But he's got some business stuff.
Didn't make some investments.
I think Gretzky's into more business than everybody else is. But I'll just go Gretzky, then I'll go Jabbar, then I'll go, if you want it in order, I'll say Belichick.
Yeah, I'd go
Although Belichick might be putting some money away in some business, too. We don't know. He's pretty quiet about crap. But Gretzky's got to be the worth the most. I got to be right.
I got to say Gretzky as well.
Yeah, you guys figured that one out. Wayne Gretzky, $200 million net worth estimated. Bill Belichick, $35 million. Kareem, only $20 million.
Yeah, he didn't make a ton when he played.
Yep. Is there a coolest of that group, or is that not qualify?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's definitely not the douchebag old guy. it's between those the other two guys. And
you don't think – who are you calling the douchebag old guy, Kareem or Bill?
Bill Belichick is not the coolest. Well, he might be a good coach, but he's not cool.
I think he's pretty cool.
No, he's not.
I don't know, man.
Kareem and Gretzky?
I have correspondence.
Come on, these
people.
Are two cool guys.
Yeah.
Kareem's the coolest, by
Have
the
you
way.
Talked to anybody or corresponded with anybody who has had interaction with Bill Belichick?
I have a couple people
I've
here
not
now.
Heard a bad thing about people who have personally interacted with
him. So what? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is cooler. Cooler. It's you the would, word is called sure. cooler. And Gretzky's cooler, too.
Gretzky's pretty cool.
No, but Kareem's coolest of all three.
Oh, sure.
And by the way, that's right. You remember that. That's the answer.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Right, because he's that's true. Coors Light swilling, dope-smoking Muslim.
That's true. Who can
Bruce drags Lee Walton up and down the street? You tell your dad to drag Walton up and down the court.
And you know Gretzky.
Come on,
Gretzky. You know,
I like Gretzky, but yeah.
But you know he's been out on a course boozing and doing some coke with Dustin Johnson too, with his son-in-law.
He's talking about banging his daughter.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Does Gretzky become cooler if he invites you over on the day she's sunbathing or something like that? Hey, you want to come hang out at the pool? We'll talk hockey. We'll talk hockey, Pete. Yeah, I'm there, man.
We look at his wife sunbathing, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Because we're old.
We're probably more than that would be allowed.
And the net worth thing makes sense because if Kareem had more than that, he would not be sitting on the desk on The Jump on ESPN.
Oh, he comes there once in a while?
He does. Yeah.
He likes to stay busy.
I've seen him on that show.
But $20 million, he's fine.
Yeah. Okay, Petey, I had
just
this
fine. Just fine.
Theory run by me the other day by a friend of mine. Because on or about November of 2009, Tiger's deal with the devil came up when he got...
he's still with the devil. It's called Trump, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Is he
still paying the Trump?
That was the discussion.
It was? Okay.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, obviously his deal with the devil expired, and somehow he was unable to renew it until he got together and he golfed with Trump.
Because,
the other one in the group was probably the devil. Because Trump has obviously made a deal with the devil.
No, Trump is the devil. in my storyline.
See, we never...
I like your analogy.
We never considered the possibility. Yeah. We just thought he would be the third one in that group.
No, there's not a third one.
Negotiating
there.
The deal.
Yeah, well, it's going to give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom now to make it all political.
So, maybe Tiger re-upped with the devil.
It's like he's trying to distract Trump right now.
And that's why he...
it's like he's trying to distract.
Was able
Presidential
to
Medal of Freedom. I got nothing against Tiger getting that medal, but it's kind of crazy right now.
Well, I wonder if...
And it's to deflect from everything that's going on with Trump. He does it all the time.
Will a dad Tiger Woods go and how much...
Yes, he will.
Well, how much will people, of the United States, like, say, Tiger, like, you got to just not go to this thing. You know, like, will there be a big groundswell?
He appeals to people that he listens to. Old white golfers, not young black men.
He does, but this...
Luke, by the way, you saw Luke. He said, screw Tiger.
Yeah, but...
Young black men are not into this dude right now because of what he's doing. That's according to Luke.
I would think a lot of young black men don't even, they just know, screw Trump, that's it. And like, maybe they don't.
They don't care about golf.
But the black guys are still into Michael Jackson, even though he did a little kids. So.
Not all black guys. I'm not defending. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to speak for black men. Luke speaks for black men. He tells me in his gang, they don't like him anymore.
But I know.
That's all. I'll give him credit for that.
I probably can
forgive
him for golfing with Trump just the same way I can listen to Off the Wall, even though Michael Jackson. And diddle little boys.
Yeah.
In fact, golfing with Trump is probably a less egregious offense than diddling little boys. I'm going to go out on a limb there.
I think you're right, actually.
And it's free golf. And I was
at a
raised,
nice place. Right?
I was raised. True, not
you
to
wouldn't
turn
golf
down.
With Trump. You know, you wouldn't golf with Trump.
I don't know.
You would not.
Depends on where, right?
You would not.
It depends on
depends
where.
Depends on where.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to talk to him.
I was raised not to turn down free golf
or lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, maybe Tiger will go.
No, he'll get it. He'll get it. I don't care.
And of course he'll go to the White House. He golfed with the guy.
Yeah.
It's not like he's
not paying attention, obviously.
Got an aversion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering if, you know, some people kind of like get in his ear and say, hey, look, that's great. Accept it. Just say, you know, can't make it work.
He'll be there. He's those old white golfers, old white Republicans. Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's never seen. I don't think he sees himself as someone who represents a group of people. Yeah. Tiger represents Tiger.
What's the old?
That's a problem, right?
Yeah, my roommate reminded me of something. I forgot. What do you call himself? He categorizes himself.
Kablan Asian.
Yeah, that's it.
Which he is. All those races. Yeah, it's legit. Yeah.
Now, the TV ratings didn't necessarily translate into the, at least what I feel like the interest level is from the amount of people who have been talking to me about it, and the Tiger winning the Masters is what I'm talking
about.
Could be
the people you hang out with.
Yeah, it's totally the people you hang out with. I'm telling you.
Hold on, can I just say this? These are random people on the street. These are just random people talking to me.
It would have been huge.
I don't have friends.
No, it'd have been huge.
I don't like people.
If it had been huge, if it had played in the afternoon, it would have been totally huge.
Yeah, it would have been
I think
enormous.
That's the reason. No, I agree with you. The ratings would have been better at a normal time for the Masters. People, I don't go to church, but people are doing other stuff early Sunday mornings, and they settle down in the afternoon to watch golf. That's why it's perfect. I mean, I would have watched it, too.
Hell yeah.
So that's the reason the TV ratings didn't. Of course it was of interest.
Sure, because it was too early. There would have been bigger numbers had it gone on in the
afternoon.
Oh, yeah,
people cared about it. Of course they care about it. I didn't say that. I didn't say they would have watched more. I mean, if I had a Nielsen box, it would have been on when I was home at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
But there was no golf at that point.
Well, that was the replay at that point.
Yeah, but people knew the endings. You're not going to watch
the replay. Well, in theory, I think you're giving people too much credit.
Yeah?
I mean, first of all, you're assuming that I'm just hanging out with people.
No.
Like, and then secondly,
I heard Tiger won at a baseball game. Some guys behind me say, hey, Tiger won. So everybody knew he won. If you hang out with any men at all.
Well, I know, but that's what Tiger transcends that. So there's a lot of people who turned on the TV and tell that they put up the thing that said previously recorded. And they're like, what is it? Is this showing last year? Are they in a rain delay? What's going on? Is this from 2005?
Right. Do you think with social media they actually didn't know that it was already over?
I think you're assuming that everyone is just like always on their phone on Sundays or something like that. And I mean,
where we hang, they are obviously. You, we talk about this. Everybody's on their phone at outdoors because they're watching Tiger.
Well, maybe
that's why.
I think there's a lot of people who probably, especially since it's just on regular broadcast TV.
What were the ranking? What were the ratings?
They turned on the TV and they're like, "Oh, this is still on," or "Oh, I thought this was this morning."
Yeah, I think you're hanging in a little bubble too, where everybody, of course, when you go to a kid's baseball game, of course you're going to bring your phone and watch other stuff.
I'm talking about a bunch of grown men. Random people. I don't look like a person that likes golf, right? You know what I mean? Like if I walk into a gas station.
Oh, I'm not saying. No, everybody was talking about it. I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, no, I totally agree.
Random people talking to me about it, and I don't look like a golfer.
We are agreeing. The reason the ratings weren't as big because it wasn't on in the middle of the afternoon when everybody would be at home watching it.
And it still would not have been enormous. It still wouldn't have, you know, matched even a World Series game, probably, which is very low rated. Probably not. I mean,
well, you know, I know. Listen, we all love the golf, but a lot of people don't like the golf, and even if they and don't care about watching any golf, not no matter who's winning. You know what I mean? There are people out there like that. I know a ton of people that don't like to golf and don't watch golf.
Right.
We just all know people that golf and like golf.
And you know, there's a lot of people like Craig, for instance, does not like ball golf.
But he hangs out with
very often he will text me when it's not the Masters he's just watching golf.
He's a sports fan, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, he's weird.
He is a little odd.
No, I know guys who don't golf anymore, legitimately. They don't go out anymore because the game has just said, I suck at it.
Right.
But
still, tired of it.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
But still watch it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So the rating in the morning and it was a 7.7 average, which is pretty low, really. But the interesting number of that is the share, 21 share. And what that means, they had 21% basically of the TVs that were even on had the Masters on. So that's like one out of every five TVs that was on in the morning had the Masters on, right. Is by the share number.
I had Master shut-ins. I had to watch that.
Master shut-ins? That's what I was doing. I was a Master shut-in.
Master shut-in. Same thing, yeah. Masters shut-ins.
Yeah. So just for
I watched the Masters for shut-ins.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I wish it would have been on the afternoon regular time.
Me too.
Damn the weather, man. I would have seen it.
The afternoon got a 3.4 by itself. So if you combine them two, you know, you're somewhere around 11 or 12. Now the Daytona 500 gets 6 to 7 in
so
rating.
It really wasn't that good. Huh?
Nope. The Derby gets a 9. NCAA Final Four 13. These are kind of averages I put together. NBA Finals Game 7s are 15s.
Okay.
So Super Bowls are 46. Super Bowl 46.
Nothing beats football.
Nothing does.
Nothing beats football.
They're going to put the green on the Empire State Building for Tiger. I don't really know why.
Yeah, why green?
Yeah.
Money?
Yeah. The Masters. The
Masters! Duh. I'm an idiot.
They should put a big jacket on the Empire State Building.
Right, just flop a jacket. King Kong's green jacket.
Yeah. With the little yellow...
with the flag in Augusta.
With the dot where Georgia is.
Now, I was wrong when I said it was probably one of the most incredible things I've seen. I think it really is, like, after reflecting a little bit, probably the most incredible thing I've ever watched live in sports. And then part of it,
really?
Like, yes.
Okay, well, that's you.
I think the background, the human interest story, the setting, all that stuff, too. It's just my personal opinion.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
That's fine, but your team winning the Super Bowl wasn't more personal.
Well, it's cool, but I know they got a chance to do it again. In this instance, like this is like I a know. One. I mean, for him to be at win 14 majors and go away for
that's how you feel. It's fine.
Five, 6 years.
No,
10 years.
Everybody thought he was done, so I think that's what makes this start.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. But
here's
not my favorite one.
Here's
but
the
I didn't
other,
see it. I wish I would have seen it.
Here's the other thing that makes it. That I think to me in thinking about it, what personality? Okay, so when he came on the scene in 1997, Tiger Woods was a global phenomenon. It wasn't about sports. It wasn't about sports. It was about his race. Yeah. It was about him taking the game on, these old white crusty dudes.
We were around.
You know, 1997. So it's 2019, and he has been relevant and discussed globally every year since then. Who else has been like that? And I'm talking in or out of sports.
I think actually his downfall helped that because I think if he just I think he just stayed great, he'd just been another great golfer. Well,
absolutely.
That was still been a fascinating story. But just you're cheating on his wife with a zillion dollars.
Yeah. And then the drugs,
makes him more famous.
You know, the pills,
and
the drug driving.
I shared the drug driving photo last night.
It's a great mugshot.
It's a great mugshot.
And there's not another sport that's going to allow you back in 11 years later. In baseball, football,
you can't do it.
You're too old.
Physically, it doesn't work out.
It's a physical thing, right?
I mean, I really can't think of anybody globally who has been in as much a spotlight as Tiger Woods has since the day he hit the scene.
Playing right now? No, not since then. No, not since '97. No,
22 years.
No, yeah. Well, you golf. You can golf forever, man.
That's the beautiful. That is the beauty of golf.
Yeah. He can golf competitively until he's. I mean, Phil's 48 and still
Phil's
competing.
Phil's 48.
So it's another 10 years at least.
And that's that also adds to this. So if Tiger,
that's gonna be tough for the guys that wait until they're 50 to join the senior tour.
That Tiger will be there
because
someday.
Tiger might be there.
Yeah. Do you think Tiger joins the senior tour?
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm joking about the guys still thinking they're gonna be on the senior tour when they're 50.
Obviously, likes to compete if his back holds up.
I suppose.
You know, Jack played the senior tour for a long time, made a lot of money. Probably made more than he did on the regular tour.
Yeah. I don't think he'll need it by then, but you're right.
Yeah. So Jack was 46 when he won his last Masters, and that was with 1970s medicine and conditions and traveling and all of that, right? And he won 18 majors.
So no Tiger's CBDs, right?
43. Right. Yeah, no Valium.
Persimmon Woods.
Right. All the bad things, you know? Tiger's 43. He has to win 3 to tie. There's 3 more majors even this year. There's 4 every year. As long as his back holds up, 5 years to Phil's age, that's 20 chances before he's even Phil's age, and Phil's still competing. So that is another reason why Sunday was so amazing to me, because his focus now is just about winning majors and breaking an all-time record.
I think they mentioned only a couple other guys who won a major between the ages of 43 and 46.
That's changing, though, I think, because these guys are all such studs
now. It is going to change a little bit.
Some of these younger guys you see out there now are going to be really healthy.
Yeah, you're not going to be old Tom Morris at 45 years old.
Yeah.
Thanks to Tom Brady sleepwear.
Right.
That regenerates your muscles.
And the copper stuff.
Golf just totally lucked out, I guess, is what I'm saying right now.
And copper fit braces, you're right.
But they didn't. I mean, the ratings are what they charged advertising for. So they didn't make as much money as they thought.
But the Masters don't care.
I know.
I mean, the Masters don't care.
The TV stations care.
Yeah, well, CBS don't care. Yeah, and when it comes to Masters, the rest of the events will care. Yeah. Everybody's pulling out their Tiger plan now for their tournament directing. Now, that dude who placed the $85,000 bet on Tiger to win the Masters and took away $1.2 million, somehow this is being presented as a good story. He says he was tens of thousands of dollars in debt as
then don't
recently
bet.
As 4 months ago, and he had an $85,000 bet.
That's not a good story. He's in debt because he's fighting a gambling problem, right?
They're all saying like, whew, this guy is just, look at this great story of this guy. No, he was tens of thousands of dollars in debt.
That guy,
he's a gambling problem.
Has a problem.
he said it was the first time he'd bet.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. $85,000 is your first bet?
Yeah, that's
it was like a movie where he wanted to get back all his debt. You believe that?
Win it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the part.
Okay.
That's a movie script where a guy says, I can't.
Go ahead.
Well, no, you're right. Why can't I say that? Why can't
He's
I
up,
say that?
Craig.
I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. The only way I can make this money back or I'm in deep trouble personally and financially is to bet $85,000. That's a movie if it's true.
Yeah, he's
it sounds like he might have had a gambling problem.
If he's not a problem gambler,
he is now.
He wasn't then. He certainly is now.
Yeah, he's in now.
I don't know anybody.
Thousand.
Yeah, anybody
it's easy
who cashes in like that and says, well, Jesus, I'm going to do this every weekend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he will be broke. Let's see, 85,000. How many times? What were the odds?
I think it was 14-1.
Yeah, it was only 14-1.
Oh, okay. So he'll be broke in 14 weeks.
Right. $85,000 bet after $80,000.
Throw $85,000 at something this weekend and lose it all. And then that will continue for the next 13 weeks, and he's back to where he was before.
Now, I want to see him turn into Todd, just calling up his bookie. I want $7 on this game.
I lost a dollar last night to Craig.
What?
Letting it ride, though. Todd didn't drink last night.
Right.
Oh, nice, sir.
Yeah. Now it's double or nothing tonight.
Ooh.
Craig better cash
Craig,
out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I don't know if you should have took that bet,
he's,
man.
No, he's letting it ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's letting it ride.
House money, right?
But he's not. I wouldn't let it ride after tomorrow.
Ooh.
After tonight, I mean.
Well, I got another hour and a half to set if I want to have a beer or something tonight, Craig. So
No, you can't tell Todd. You can't tell him. You say you're not going to drink tonight, right?
Oh, I haven't committed to that yet.
Okay, then he's letting it ride. I owe him a dollar already. I thought I'd win last night.
That's positive. Actually, positive influences around you, Todd, right there. Yeah, I had a dollar on him that he would have a drink.
But Craig put a dollar that he wouldn't drink, so Craig was trying to back him. And Craig's letting it ride. Craig thinks he can go two nights.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think you better if he does it. If he does do it tonight, you better take your $2 tomorrow because he ain't going on Wednesday.
Make sure he pays you right away.
I will go with what Todd says. If Todd says he's going to go another day, I believe him.
Well, I'm kind of up to it. It's up to you.
Oh. Well, today's fine. It's tomorrow that we all think you can do it again tonight.
I don't.
You're the only person on the planet.
I'm letting it ride.
Who's loyal to me. So.
I think you can do it tonight.
Okay. Then I will.
But all then right. The next night is $4. Do you think he can do it Wednesday night?
Well, we'll have this conversation tomorrow.
I think you better cash out tomorrow.
It depends on how close Todd comes to falling off tonight. You know, there's some factors that Craig is going to have to check out tomorrow morning.
Listen, if he lets this thing, if he goes sober for 2 months, you can make some cash from me, man.
Yes, I could, but he doesn't expect that. He's and I don't mean that in a bad
Figure
way.
Out,
he's not going for quitting here.
60 days,
100%,
double or nothing every day for a dollar. Now you figure it out in your head, but you figure it out.
He's not talking about quitting every day.
Well, there's got to be a simple math equation for that.
Oh, my God.
60 days, it doubles every day. How much could you walk away? Todd would do this just to take money from me.
We could bankrupt you.
I want to find out what 60 days.
You'd hate that.
I want to find out what 60 days sober is, doubling a dollar. Now, we need a mathematician because Bush is out there.
Holy crap.
I can see smoke coming from his ear.
Yep.
X squared. My brain hurts.
A mathematician will let us know, or somebody smarter than us.
Throw some pie in there.
Yep. We have to sit
down
with the kids.
For comparison's sake.
Just figure it out in your head.
No, hold on. For comparison's sake, I did find a chart here. A penny doubled every day for 30 days would turn out to $5.3 million at the end of 30 days.
What?
Oh, my God.
So multiply that by 100.
What?
So, you'd be...
All right, Todd, you can go for a month. We can bankrupt this guy.
Let's do this.
A couple, a penny.
So 2 cents, 4 cents.
8, 16, 32, 64.
Oh, it does. Oh, see what you mean. I see you're right. Oh, yeah, let's not do that.
Happens fast
Let's not do that. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
The penny.
Yeah, so a penny over a month, double or nothing, would be $5.3 million. So,
damn. Well, no, you're
add a couple zeros on
that. I'm bankrupt a couple weeks, 3-4 weeks earlier than that.
You could probably make it to.
You have no idea how far I can make it.
You get 2 weeks in.
And to sell the house.
It gets highly punitive after day 20.
First of all, Todd ain't making it 4 days.
Day 20, you're at $5,000, and then it starts to really hit you hard.
Oh, $5,000, 20 days?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you don't think it'll make the week drinking at all? Like, is that the conversation you're saying?
Earlier today, I said, did you drink last night off the air? And he said, no. I said, okay, I owe Craig a buck. And I said, I'm going to let it ride. This was actually on the air, I think, earlier. I said, I'm going to let it ride. And I said, you can go through Friday, and Craig will make 10 bucks or 8, 12 bucks, or whatever it would be. And I go, I said, you'll probably go Thursday. And he goes, no, I'll probably do it Wednesday.
Get to hump day.
So I think Craig might pull, if he pulls the money on Wednesday morning.
Damn, I thought you were going to say Craig pulls.
So either Craig gets $4 tomorrow or no dollars on Thursday. Because Todd doesn't think he's going to make it past
Wednesday
night.
I don't know if you had this issue.
We just
when
have
you
to
were drawn down. But I've taken nights off before, not very often. But when I did take a night off, I had difficulty sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Bad sleep, sweaty sleep, dreams. Just the whole nine, man.
The best I have in weeks last
like
night.
Like a baby.
Good.
Yeah. So, I hate to send Tyler's kids to community college.
What do you mean? I'll be living with you guys. you'll be teaching the kids.
Yeah. Hey, Craig will have some money, so we could maybe set up a little scholarship fund.
There you go.
Craig will be worth $6 million.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I'll help out the kids.
Maybe you can set up a little trust fund.
You can't get blood from a stone, guys. I'm not broke, but Craig,
you got it.
Craig,
that's it.
You got it. I don't have it. Plus, you're gonna get $4 tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.